Proclamation number 6276 of 5th of June, 1955. Redemption of Lucifer. Homecoming of the Prodigal Son. Worlds will still arise and pass away again, again and again. My creative will become active, again and again. I will create new forms which are to shelter the spiritual striving up to me. And again I will dissolve them in order to redeem the spiritual in them. There will still be an eternity of becoming and passing away until I can consider my work completed, until all spiritual substances have returned to me and I have also won over my adversary for me when he, devoid of all strength, voluntarily turns to me, who is his God and Father. And he will request love from me and receive it in abundance. But eternities will pass before this happens, for as long as there is still unredeemed spiritual substance there will also be creations. And as long as there are creations the redemption of the fallen one has not yet been accomplished. And so long also remains he my adversary and enemy who has fallen himself and is to blame for the fall of countless beings, whose love for me dwindled when he became aware of the excess of strength which flowed through him and as the source of which he was supposed to acknowledge me and resisted it. And therefore he first has to lose the feeling of his strength before he surrenders to me again as a self-weakened being and will then also love me again as in the beginning. He cannot change his feelings towards me beforehand. He cannot give up his resistance beforehand because he still believes himself to be in possession of strength as long as there is still unredeemed spiritual that belongs to him. For this awareness of strength was the cause of his fall into the abyss. You humans do not know what he was to me and what he still is to me. You do not know that he unintentionally collaborates in the deification of the beings created by me, but in his delusion and in his hatred against me he does not realize that I have also made him an instrument of my plan, which, however, does not lie in his will, but that I was only able to do this because I knew about his abysmal hatred, but would never have used him for my purposes if only there had been the slightest prospect of an early return, of the change of his will and his feeling against me. I have only made his free will serviceable to me, but I have known about it since eternity. I would truly have supported the possibility of a change of will with all means, precisely because he was the first created being to whom all my love belonged and whom I certainly would have also wanted to rescue from the abyss. But his resistance is unbroken and will remain so for eternities. And I built my plan of deifying the created being on this resistance, which was well known to me, and I was able to do so completely out of the question. But that nevertheless my undivided love also for this first created being. Now my adversary is also meant for this first created being. It follows from the fact that I respect his will, that I allow him full freedom in his activity against me as long as this happens to the extent he is allowed. But if he exceeds the limits of his authority I bind him, whatever will happen at the end of the redemption period, that I put him in fetters against so that the voluntary striving towards me is not endangered. But to always release him from it again when he is to serve me again, even if unconsciously, that the spiritual reaches its final maturity. For truly I say to you, heaven and earth serve me in my plan from eternity. and so that my adversary did not retain the predominance he initially had over the host of fallen spirits, I sent my son to Earth, who is now victorious in the righteous battle against my adversary, who broke the power of the latter, so that the will of the being could now oppose it or by availing itself of the graces of the work of redemption. Through Jesus' death on the cross, the adversary's power decreased immensely, he was defeated. But he now rebelled all the more violently because the light of knowledge had left him, because the fall into the abyss also meant darkness of his spirit, and therefore he always just rages blindly, driven by hatred, without recognizing where his hatred leads. That again and again the spiritual that still belongs to him is snatched away and banished in the creations, and thus he always loses more of his strength, for the fallen alone is his stock of strength. And the redemption of the fallen means a constant decrease in his strength. And that this redemption is possible is why I myself died on the cross. My love made this redemption possible, and my love will not rest until all that has fallen away from me is in my possession again. Until it has voluntarily found its way back to me, and now my adversary, deprived of his strength, will also surrender to me. Until he, too, desires redemption, which my endless love does not deny him. Until the prodigal son has returned home to his father's house, to me, from whom he once took his departure. Amen.